producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, for those of you who wait for It's Broken, Let's Fix It this time of the week, I've got good news and bad news. The bad news is we're not doing It's Broken, Let's Fix It this week. The good news means that's more time for phone calls. Basically, I'm not allowed to say basically. We put It's Broken, Let's Fix It up when there's something that I think interests you. And quite often they come from documentaries. And this is a time of year, because the Oscars just occurred, that is a little bit slow for documentaries. And there are a couple that I was hoping would be appropriate, and the movies just weren't very good. And I don't want to put fluff in. I don't want to put something just to fill the time. That I want the It's Broken, Let's Fix It to be every bit as good as the rest of the program. So this week, we don't have one. We probably will next week, because we're doing an interview earlier in the week. 855-993-7569, which means we have more time for you and your phone calls. James, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Doc. Excuse me. I just wanted to tell you that I think you're a fantastic therapist, as I listen to you on the air. And you have a very straightforward style, which is what we need more of in this world today, without all the political correctness and watering down things. You speak truth. And some people are very resistant to it. Sometimes I can hear, but you try to bring them back to it, and then if they're still resistant, you just kind of let them do their own thing. And I just kind of stumbled on listening to you maybe about 3 or 4 months ago, and I try to listen every single night. Please keep up the good work. Love it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, listen, let me just give a minor defense. I appreciate your compliments very much. It's hard to change. One of my remembrances to myself is that when people call, they really want me to tell them that they're right and whoever is making them miserable should die a painful death and they shouldn't be implicated, which is perfectly normal. That's what all of us want, to hear that we're right and the person who's making us unhappy is wretched and should change their ways immediately. Unfortunately, that's not what I can do. What I can do is help. The only person I really have access to in a phone call is the person who's calling me. So I need to give my contract with you guys, whether you realize it or not, is that you are willing to call up and be vulnerable and talk with me and about things that are really important to you. And as you point out, I'm not particularly interested in politics, don't care enormously about the weather. Petunias are great, but they're not my thing. You know, I deal in relationships. So it's hard to talk about that. So my deal with y'all is you'll call me and be honest with me, and I realize it's vulnerable to talk about really personal things. And my part of that deal is I will try and give you something at the end of that phone call that you didn't have at the beginning. And it's up to you whether you accept it or like it or believe it. That's not my job. My job is not to jam it down your throat. My job is to offer it to you. And as you point out, sometimes I feel like I didn't quite get through that, that whatever language I'm speaking, because that's part of my responsibility, is not only to give you hopefully at least an option and maybe more than that, but to give it to you in a way that you can understand and hopefully use. And so, and you hear me sort of struggle sometimes to think, nope, not getting through. I have to try some other approach.
Yeah.
And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
But from where I sit, I'm listening to you and I'm going, yeah, you know, that's exactly right. And then the person, like you said, they're maybe not quite ready to accept it and change.
Yeah.
And they struggle with it.
They'll resist. Yeah. You're absolutely right. But you know what? I respect that resistance as much as I respect the acceptance, because, and it's really interesting, James. I'll be out. You'll hear it on the air every once in a while. Someone will say, "Well, I called you 6 months ago and I was really mad at you." And that's part of the advantage of the podcast. You can listen to it again, or the late shows or whatever. Or I'll be out in public and someone will come up and say, you know, I thought you were really, you didn't understand me, you really, but then I thought about it. And so it's quite often that, and there are people who come up to me and say, I still think you're wrong. And that's okay too, but it's amazing how many people will come up and say, at the time, I really wasn't ready to hear it, but it was helpful to me. And that's okay. In fact, it's kind of good.
Keep telling it straight. It's just a few of you guys left that like Dr. Phil.
Well,
really, really straight ahead. You know, that's the way. That's the way I think things should be. Without all the hype and
I'm the anti-spin doctor.
I love it. So please keep up the good work. Thank you so much.
Well, James, thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time to call and pat me on the head. Appreciate it a lot.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All righty. Well, yes, that's true. I think I've told the story before. My mother, at one point, we were talking about, this was a bunch of years ago, was talking about the political process. And I was saying that she said, well, you know, how come you're not for this candidate? And I said, well, I don't think he has anything to do with the American public. I don't think he has anything in common. And she said, well, you think you could probably do a better job? And I didn't even hear that she was being facetious. I just said, no, I couldn't run for office because, you know, I'm not good at lying, and I don't know that you can ever tell the truth. Because if someone said to me, are you going to raise taxes? I'd say, look, if we need things that we can't pay for, the only way to do that is either have a debt, which means our grandchildren will be paying for it, or raise taxes. So I don't, you know, I'm not the president now, I'm not the governor now, I'm not the mayor now, but it's certainly going to be an option, and I'm going to try and figure out other ways of running government as an effective tool. I'm going to try and figure out a way to not waste money and to look at administrative costs as opposed to service cost, but I can't promise you, and I don't think anybody can promise you that they won't raise taxes, and if they tell you that, they're pandering to your vote. Well, let me tell you how likely it is that I would get elected on that platform. Or, as one of my friends in medical school said, you could always see both sides of the equation, and it always slows you down. It doesn't actually slow me down, because I don't think I'm in that much of a hurry, but it does... it does complicate things and makes people angry with you. I think we've lost the ability to debate one another, to constructively disagree, and I really deplore it. Because that's how I learn of somebody saying something that doesn't make any sense to me, and I said, "Could you explain that to me?" And you know what? Sometimes they do, and then I understand it, and I'm willing to reconsider and change my mind. We've lost that, I'm afraid. So, anyway, 855-993-7569. I have to tell you a secret. It's actually not a terrible secret, but incidentally, my speaking of politics, I seem to be in some kind of demand these days. Not talking about Democrats or Republicans, but talking about the candidates and the psychology behind things. It's been kind of fun because it's psychology in an area that I don't usually delve into. For a whole lot of reasons, but there's on my website there's an interview I did with Mike Harrison at Talkers Magazine talking about the two Democrats and the four Republican candidates who were the big deal at the time. Do you realize how many people have dropped out of the race? And we still have an awful long time to go. At any rate, so you can go to drjoy.com and there you'll find it. Alrighty. All right, so here's my deal. I got a call from some friends who said, can you come and have lunch with us? And I said, no, I'm on the air. You know, I can't do that. And it turns out they're going to a restaurant that's very close to where I live. So I said, what time am I going to be there? And so I decided in a moment of, I don't know, whatever, I sort of jumped in the shower, put on some clothes, went tearing down there. It's about, I'd say about a mile and a half away. I made it down there because I timed it because I figured I got to go on the air. So I timed it. I made it down in 12 minutes, gave everybody hugs and kisses, drank some water, and came back. And I was so – I went up to – I ran into a sheriff, and I said, can you take care of a damsel in distress? He said, what do you need? And I said, well, I'm on the air. And he said, no, I can't. You know, can't. I thought, why am I talking with this guy? So I went sprinting back. I beat my own time just over 10 minutes. So – man, the program takes priority. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I know one of the things that irritates you guys, because you send me emails about it, and I get it, is that you respond to something on Facebook, and I don't get to it. So, I had complained last week. I'd been to a speech that someone had given, and I was actually interested in the topic. And the guy, first of all, it wasn't a very good speech, but he read his slides, his PowerPoint thing the whole time. I mean, look, I can read. So if that's what you're going to do, just hand it out to me, and I could have saved an hour and a half of my life. Or tell me something, if the PowerPoint is just to kind of help you to remember different points, tell me something in addition to what's on. I didn't elevate it to the point of a pet peeve. I mean, that's mostly cell phone usage and texting. But it was irritating. So I asked people, all right, what irritates you? And huge numbers of people responded. And we've gotten so many phone calls this week that we really didn't get to, which is absolutely terrific as far as I'm concerned. I mean, the meat and potato of the program has always been phone calls. It's just sometimes I can't predict how many people are going to call at any particular time. And this is a different way for you all to respond to me or with me. So, today is National Unplugging Day. I think they'd do better if they did it on a weekend, personally, but what can I tell you? Nero, who was later, on this day in the year 51, was given the title of Princeps Juventudis, Head of the Youth. I have no idea what that means, but there we go. Vermont was admitted to the United States as the 14th state. Chicago was incorporated. The Confederate flag was adopted in 1861, and it's been divorced. That's interesting, 1861, actually it was last year mostly that it was divorced, right?
Right, yeah.
And People magazine was published for the first time on this date as People Weekly. Remember, People used to be in the back. It was just a page in Time magazine. So there you go.
I've always called it People, never People Weekly. It's interesting.
I can't, Blake, you have to turn yourself up a little bit. I can't hear you.
Yeah, I've never heard it called People Weekly, to be honest, even today. I've always just called it People magazine.
Yeah, I think it was People Weekly. I don't know, maybe at the very, 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 very... I vaguely remember calling Weekly because... Well, Time magazine was Weekly, too, and there were other things that came out once a month. I don't know. Well, we could... listen, who argues with the Wikipedia these days? Well, everybody does, I guess. There's a story which I sort of feel mixed about. It says, a soup kitchen is set up like a restaurant so the homeless can dine with dignity. I've been feeding the homeless for probably 25 years, and we've always set it up like a restaurant with napkins and salt and pepper and cream and sugar, and that we serve them. And I've trained crews sometimes, and my basic rule is, if you can't serve these people in the same way that you'd be serving somebody at the Ritz, go home. We don't slam food down. We make sure that the foods are, that the plates are attractive, that we give people seconds on things if they want them, if we have enough food. We offer them coffee, tea, milk. We bring them their dessert. So, and even if it's a buffet, which sometimes it is, that we make sure that the tables are set up so that they have the implements that we make, because other people go to, I mean, we go to buffets, we go to salad bars and things like that and self-service places. But the idea is, if you can't treat people with dignity, that, because charity always feels better to the donor than to recipient. And if you can't take some of that edge off of it, you shouldn't be here. So there we go. So I was surprised that that was made a news story, since I would fuss at anybody who didn't behave that way. But I mean, it's kind of like the guy who was saying he was irritated because people who were homeless were kind of smelly in McDonald's, and I said, put mentholatum under your nose and buy him a burger, and understand that if you've been exercising or running, maybe you're not the sweet petunia you'd like to be sometimes too. And a lot of cities, including New York, have gotten, and I don't know exactly how they do it, but they actually have places where you can go and take a shower.
Really?
It's all over Europe you can do that. And has been for a long time. I know that Chicago does it too, because I took my mom to Chicago for Christmas a couple of years ago, and they had a place, I think for bicyclists, but for everybody, that you could go in and take a shower.
Wow.
Yeah. Train stations all over Europe have places where you could go in and for like a dollar or something, you get a towel and soap and water and you can go take a shower.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Alrighty, so probably going to have more of them. First of all, if people, well, I guess there's an issue of public safety, but in the places that I've been, they were open, they were very clean, they were monitored. So, Alrighty, so let's see, in the time remaining for us today, although if you need to call, go ahead and call, if we can knock off irritations so we don't irritate people that would... She's still talking about irritation, but so many of you responded, and I know it is irritating to take the time to respond and not have me acknowledge you. So, Blake, let's go through irritations.
Yeah, so Francis says the thing that irritates him is bad grammar.
Hopefully, yeah, I'm not on the top of your list. All right, keep going.
Dale says, coworkers who bang their keyboards so loudly when they're typing. I can
attest
to that.
What you need to do is just go, I'm trying to think what you could do to put underneath them. Because it's not the key itself, it's the board, right, hitting the desk. So all you need is a sound buffer, maybe putting a piece of felt or something underneath it.
Yeah, we get that a lot in college, too, especially during, like, lectures. It's really
maybe
loud.
Paper toweling would even work.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to invent something. Probably easier on your
right.
wrist, as too.
Yeah.
All right. Keep going. Some entrepreneur out there, figure it out.
Yeah. Yasmin says, on Monday mornings, when you know you're going to hear, hi, how's the weekend?
Oh, honey, that's a little bah humbuggy. But so I hit him off at the pass and say, weekend sucked. How was yours? Then you're home free.
Robin says, when the cashier shouts out, I will take the next in line, and the people behind me run over to get there before I do.
Whoa, tacky. Yeah, no, that's not okay. And then they don't say the next customer, they say the next guest.
Right.
Yeah, like somehow calling me a guest is going to mean I don't have to pay for this.
And Robin...
All right, here's what I did with somebody who ran ahead of me. Say, yes, go ahead. I know you have to go to the bathroom. That's what I would do. But I'm a snot. Keep going.
Yeah, Robin actually continues, says, it's especially irritating when I've been waiting a while for those people who just got in line. Can you relate?
I can. And I would just say, oh, I'm so, the rest of us are here for our health. You go right ahead. And hope it's a place that doesn't have a whole lot of concealed weapons.
Right.
Keep going.
Brooke says, liars. I cannot stand when people lie and then people believe them without even wondering if it's true.
Are we talking about any particular political candidate?
Right, yeah.
Listen, I think everybody's allowed to lie about three things. Your age, your weight, and your sexual history. But you don't have to lie. You just don't have to tell the truth about it. Everybody gets a free pass from me on that. Everything else, 855-993-7569, Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
At 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about irritating things that irritate you. What else we got?
Yeah, we have Callie that says, when people do not do... Oh, excuse me, let me reread that. When Callie says, when people do not do what they say they are going to do, so they don't hold up their end of their bargain.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And basically, what you need to find out is... And you can say to them, did I misunderstand you when you said you would do this? And they will either say, yeah, or no. And then you can say, I'm not sure where the disconnect happened because I could have sworn you said this. It's okay to call people on it calmly. All right? There you go.
Yeah. And then Deborah says, she actually has two. She says, when I don't get a text right away, LOL. Then she says the other thing is government really irritates her because a lot of it seems to be bull.
Well, my problem, there's so many systems that are top-heavy. I saw a documentary last year about school salaries, and it turns out that everybody complains about teacher salaries. That at the documentary, I think, looked specifically at New Jersey, which has one of the highest tax rates and school budgets. But something like 65% of it was administration costs.
Right.
The teachers don't make much. And New Jersey also had one of the highest ratios of administrators to teachers, as opposed to, I think, the District of Columbia had one of the lowest.
Jeez.
So the idea being, how many administrators do you need? And administrators are the ones who make the big salaries, not the teachers. And they're not delivering services. All right, keep going.
Tina says, people who talk over me or interrupt me while I am speaking.
Yeah, I know. If you call the program, somebody... I don't get the criticism quite as much as I used to, but you're always interrupting people. I said, yeah, but you know, I've got a limited amount of time. So I try really hard not to do it in my personal life. Sometimes my enthusiasm overwhelms me, but people will call me on it. So I hear.
Allison says, whining, and Laura says, tailgaters.
Whining, certainly. Now, tailgating presumably has a different meaning if you're at a football game or a soccer game. Or it turns out, I recently discovered that polo players also tailgate, except they do it with like crystal and chandeliers and stuff like that. But tailgating, I assume she means people who follow you too closely in traffic, which
That's
is
my assumption.
Not only irritating, but dangerous.
Right.
As opposed to tailgating where that people are having libations and stuff at a sporting event in a parking lot.
Yeah. Barbara says, customer service reps who aren't trained properly and don't know a darn thing about what you're talking about.
That's basically any 800 number, right?
She Sorry specifically mentions Comcast.
Whoa! They're not on our good guy list, are they?
No.
I really felt sorry for the guy that I had to deal with on Wednesday. As I mentioned, for those of you who don't listen to the program every day, why not? That we couldn't. I was on tape on Wednesday unexpectedly because I start the program and sort of put all the electronics up because every once in a while something does go wrong and I want to be able to fix it so I can go on the air. And I had spent an hour and a half and with no success whatsoever and finally thought, I was talking with Manny about whether I should just do it on the phone. He said, no, it sounds like crap. You can't do that. I said, yeah, but it's my brain. No, Joy, it sounds awful. And he's right. And so I finally called up Comcast and the guy said, poor guy, said, and how are you today? And I said, I'm bad. You wrecked it. And I did feel sorry for him. But you have to understand, those people are hired to be middlemen, to know nothing, to just buffer your irritation from the company, right? They want to be as far away from that as possible. But it's a stupid policy. It really is, because what it does is just make you angrier. And what they need to do is have competent people who can say, look, I will find out how to help you on this and make sure that they're trained well enough that they know who to call. For example, I'll give you the opposite example, which is American Express. And this is not a commercial for them. But I am willing to deal with them because when there's a problem, they will help you find a solution. And in almost every instance where I've had a problem, they've solved it for me. There have been one or two where they haven't, but they really did try. And I'll go, that matters, because if nothing else, it's your time and your stomach acid. You're going to spend a lot of time on a phone otherwise. So people who actually invest in customer service, I think, deserve our business. And people who don't. They're
right.
All right.
Evelyn says, impersonal service, voicemail jail, et cetera, et
cetera. Yeah. I know. Or how about this? That you keep pushing the buttons, you know, Espanol, and so you do the buttons, and you finally hear the click when someone's picked up, and they disconnect.
Oh, that's terrible.
I swear to you, I think it's intentional. I know, that's a little paranoid on my part. And I've actually had some issues, I have mentioned, with a very well-known company and a bike. And it took me 25 minutes to get through. I finally talked to this person. We're talking for 20 minutes, and he said, he said, do this. And I said, I've already checked with him. You can't do that. He said, well, let me check, and let me put you on hold for a minute. I said, do you have my phone number in case we get disconnected? Oh, yeah. Never called me back. Those kind of things. That really irritates me.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Both Dennis and Susan say Donald Trump.
Children, we're not supposed to do politics, but okay.
Aurora says, I'm a pedestrian in Orlando, Florida, that is dominated by cars. People treat me like I'm another car, getting as close to me as they can due to their impatience. Also, some drivers, when they are about to turn out of a parking lot into the road, they
don't look.
Right, they don't look for other. They look for other cars, but not the people walking on the sidewalk and drive right in front of us.
Exactly the same experience. It almost like all of us should be equipped with either a whistle or a horn or a taser, so that we can sort of get somebody's attention who's about to turn their car into our legs. I agree. People have just gotten careless, and cell phones, and I swear to you that half the when you're driving down a road and somebody's weaving back and forth, it used to be in the old days you'd think that they were drunk or tired. Now you know that they're texting or talking on the phone. Yeah, and it's dangerous. Keep going.
Yeah, and then Karen says, when people post nonsense on Facebook...
You must get irritated a lot, Sugar Plum. I don't know. People taking pictures of meals? Now, I did. Before somebody says, well, Brown, I had Plated.com as a sponsor. And so I would put up whatever I cooked. Partially because they look fantastic. And I was so proud of myself for turning into actually a pretty good cook. But that was a specific purpose, and I use Facebook exclusively for the program. Right. But I know people who will put up whatever they're eating in any particular meal. Like, it's kind of like watching people. I know, well, I shouldn't say the guys do this, but I know that there are men who like going to a sex show, and I didn't know what a sex show was. It's obviously watching people have sex. I'm thinking, if I'm not doing it, why do I want to watch? You know, what is that? If I'm not eating that, why do I care what it looks like? But right. Although I must say, I am not that thrilled about watching people's vacation photographs either. If I'm not there, what do I care? All right, keep going.
Judy says, twisted phone cords. Ah.
Do they even have phone cords anymore? Most people have either cell phones or who's got a phone? I have one, but it's the intercom between me and the desk in my building.
The ones we have are all phone cords.
Do you have phone? Oh, so you have phone cords.
Yep, I have two of them right in front of me that I'm looking at.
All right, so do you hold them up by the end and with the receiver down so the gravity will unspin them?
I do not. I just
That's the way to do it.
Oh, wow.
You just hold them up by the cord and let the thing dangle, and they will uncurl themselves.
I learned something today.
There you go. Your irritation quotient has just gone down a bit. All right, keep going.
Gail says, tangled Christmas tree lights.
Ah, buy new ones.
Right, yeah.
Right? And or the ones where there's one that's broken, and so you have to throw the whole thing away.
They have the nice tube ones, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I like? I like the icicle ones. I think those are really beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
And I like, there's actually somebody who makes a tree that's, I have a friend who has one in her deck, and I'm thinking about whether or not to put one in my apartment, that has those little, like, Christmas tree lights, but in the shape of a tree. I think those are gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
But I do worry about, and it's already built, it's already done, so you don't have to worry about untangling.
Right.
But, you know, I every year I try and untangle them. And, you know, if you wrap them around cardboard at the end of the season, if you just sort of coil them, they'll be tangled. But if you wrap them around a piece of, like, cardboard, the insert in, like, a tablet. I used to say my dad's shirts that were sent to the laundry, that you could do that. Did they even have laundries anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Do you even have dad's shirts? 855. Does anybody wear start shirts? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Absolutely. You've got a little bit of time if you're going to call me, though. Call me right now. Don't wait to the last 1 second of the program because then I have to give you an answer that says, I'll call you back. 855-993-7569. We're talking about things that irritate people. And this is not your pet peeves. This is not your Hall of Fame. We're going to retire the irritation to the rafters and never talk about it again because it's so irritating. It's a classic. These are just kind of the day-to-day kind of, I mean, look, somebody reading their PowerPoint presentation, and that's not going to change the world. Right? It's not something that I'm going to bite my fingernails about it, but it was irritating at the time. And you guys clearly got in the spirit of irritation. No one's even said anything like jock itch, which, thank goodness, or diaper rash, which are probably the same thing, aren't they? Never mind. All right, keep going. Let's finish this up so I don't irritate everybody by doing this anymore. All right.
So Kathy says, Facebook friends that just copy and paste quotes saying inspirational phrases.
Yeah, that whole thing. Before there was Facebook, there were chain letters, right? And before there were chain letters, there were mimeograph machines. And, you know, that remember, I guess people hopefully don't do it anymore. The Christmas card that is sent to everybody obviously you sent, but with the long poem of telling that the family bought a new car and once saved 14 Cheerios box tops and cut the grass. But Facebook seems to me to have taken over that slot of irritating things that obviously you're not important enough to that family for you to have already known it during the year, what's going on with them. You're obviously not the first tier. Yet, that whole thing never really made a whole lot of sense to me.
Right.
And everybody's worrying about the NSA and all the things they know about you. Folks, the NSA knows a lot less about you than what you put on Facebook voluntarily.
Oh, yeah.
So what are we talking about here? All right, keep going.
Yeah.
I keep calling Facebook fake book because it doesn't have faces on it. They're pictures and they're no books. And your friends are not your friends, right? Those are and
right.
People who say that they have like 1,500 friends, what does that mean?
Yeah, some people they'll accept a friend request. They don't even know the person. It's just, oh, they're friends with that one acquaintance of mine.
Well, I do it just because I used to have my producer do it. And they said, "Do you know this person?" And say, "No," but I only use it for the program. So if
right.
you want to be my friend on Facebook, I will definitely friend you, and I don't unfriend anybody. In fact, I had to switch Facebook accounts because somebody hacked it and was sending out obscene messages in my name, which might have gotten me more listeners. Who knows? I mean, it may have been the best thing that ever happened. And you can't put the okay, go to, you can't put a, first of all, if you've ever tried to take something off Facebook, good luck. Doesn't happen. I don't know how you do that. And to sort of transfer, you'd have to say, all right, go to this point, which means the hacker then goes to the point. So it's possible that you can find two Facebook accounts with me, but if there's nobody who's been on it recently, it's probably the old one, so don't worry about it. I just like the picture better than the old one, but what can I tell you? These are the minor irritations of my life. I didn't even put it on my irritation list. Keep going.
All right. Adam says, poor communication, lack of follow-through, know-it-alls, people who can't accept responsibility or be accountable for their actions immaturely.
Whoa! All right, so go through that list again. That was a whole list of people. I'm trying to think if there's anybody left who doesn't fit in one of those categories. All right, go ahead. What are they?
All right, I'll reread it. Poor communication.
All right, well, poor communication. Communication is a lot more complicated than people think it is. You have to know what you're thinking. You have to be able to conceptualize it, verbalize it, make sure it's in a language the other person can understand. Stick around while they do that whole process in reverse, and that's just the first go-around. So it's poor communication. It needs to be worked on. All of us have to work really hard at communication. All right, what's number two?
Lack of follow-through.
Follow-through, I agree. But that can come from lack of communication. If the two of you weren't on the same page about the expectations, that can you can see how one could directly influence the second. All right, what's number three?
Know-it-alls.
Well, nobody knows everything. Some of us just know a fair amount, and we have radio programs. You know, I mean, one of the things, If I don't know something, I don't have an opinion about it. I really
right.
don't. I'm fascinated about other people's opinion. There's stuff that I really don't know that I would really like to learn. But before I actually will have an opinion about something, I usually have done some research on it. One of the issues is that I'm interested in a lot of stuff, and I've had a very broad education. So I actually know a little bit about a fair amount. So I suppose I could fall into the category of know-it-alls. And I don't know it all, but I know a little bit about a fair amount, which I'm sure is irritating to people sometimes. Sorry. What else?
People who can't accept responsibility or be accountable for their actions.
I know. I'm okay on those categories. So, accountability, take responsibility, do what you say you're going to do. And take responsibility and understand all of us screw up occasionally. All right, keep going.
And then the last one is immaturity.
Well, it depends how old you are. I mean, it's okay to be immature if you're two. And immaturity is one of those things that people really, that's somebody else's expectations about your behavior. And when you say somebody's immature, you need to ask specifically what it is that they're doing that is making you unhappy. Because it's one of those terms, you hear me all the time say expectation is the death of serenity. If you're calling somebody immature, what you're saying is you're not meeting my expectations. And so, and expectations quite often are not verbalized until they're thwarted. So we get back to the person before that who was talking about communication. If you're saying you think somebody's being immature, what you may need to do is go back and clarify what the ground rules are for the two of you. And because immaturity is almost always used as a negative, as an insult. So what is it that you wanted someone to do that they didn't do? And why are they not doing it? And so it goes back to the issue about communication. When you're finding you're thwarted, you're upset with somebody, try and figure out what the ground rules are and how they may have been misinterpreted. I don't think most people go out of their way to make other people unhappy. In fact, conversely, I think most people go out of their way to be liked and to be likable.
Right.
And so if that isn't happening, there's quite often a reason. And if you can figure out the reason, everybody learns something. So
right,
be careful about expectations. And when somebody's immature, if they're 6 years old, I think they're entitled. All right, I'm acting immaturely. I must say, I have some bubble, you know, bubble solution. So I was out blowing bubbles. I'm
come
to loving bubbles and being immature. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.